SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Back at it, hour number two, rocking and rolling on a Thursday afternoon. Mr. Solomon with the lead here in the U.S. Open, final by Xander, Schauffele, Ricky Fowler, my guy Gerard, and my guy Wu.
You got me hot now, you know that?
Why? What do we got? Lay it on.
Why did you just start talking about the Eagles like losing the Super Bowl during break?
Because they're showing Patrick Mahomes highlights from the Super Bowl against the Eagles. That's like, we can get it. This is also going to hijack a summer show. Put them on turf. Yeah, the Eagles blast the Chiefs. Enough said. That game's on turf without a bad junk field. Smoke that team.
I agree.
Blasting. Zero sacks. Oh. Yeah, because everybody fell down on the snap. Thanks.
Yeah, look, I like that we pretend that the team that broke the sack record was the fraud and not the anomaly where they had no sacks in a football game. Yeah, you know, I had enough. I told you they played Daniel Jones twice. Enough's enough. Team was so good. Let me put this on the record.
Yes.
Let me put this on the record.
Yes.
If the Eagles don't win the NFC East, then that division is truly cursed and nobody's ever repeating again. Let me say that, okay? Give people a betting take. If they don't repeat as NFC East champions, Donnie, something's afoot. Because that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, something's up. No, never happens, but hopefully they break through this year. But yeah, let's keep the fire going. JP, get in here. We need to see where you're going tonight because it has to be Major League Baseball. There's no more NBA. There's no hockey. And unless it's a future on the PGA, you know, U.S. Open here, what do you got?
We're going off the rails. We're going off the rails. We're doing a future on the PGA Open.
And
it's a long shot.
Yes! I was hoping for a golf pick. Let's go. Here we go.
All right, so who we go? We got to slide down the list here. I'm going DJ. I'm going Dustin Johnson for him.
So you're picking an outright winner for the U.S. Open, correct, JP?
Correct. Yeah, correct. Correct.
Yes.
But see, now doesn't. Here's my thing, Don. Like, he makes it sound like he's going nuts. Like, is DJ even nuts enough?
I think it might be at that price.
What's the DJ price we're talking?
40. 40-1.
Like,
deep. Like, he's not going down for a, by the way, I'm really getting after a Cam Davis.
I don't know. He might, though. Like, he might. Like, he might
Sergio
be going.
Garcia,
I took the last guy on the board because I. That's what I'm saying. Like,
he's going with a name. He's not just picking a random name. He's going with a real name. Yeah.
Is he going with Phil Mickelson?
That's that wavelength. That's why I went Dustin Johnson for something that's like believable, though. Like, yeah, I'm going off a little bit here.
Is JP Irish? JP, are you Irish?
Yeah, I am Irish.
Huh.
Shane Lowry, the Irish Bear, 55-1. Could that be the pick? I want to get this right, and I have no chance. Now, let me ask you something with what you just said. Do you think that was the most disrespectful thing you've ever said to me there? Because that was very disrespectful.
I don't know.
Like, that's my family name.
It felt right.
And I do take pride in the fact that it's Irish, so I thought that was rude.
Are you Irish, pal? Are you even Irish?
You know what? I almost opened it up and let myself be vulnerable there for a minute. You always take it too far, so I take back.
Now, hold on. Let me ask this question.
Go ahead.
Because usually, now granted, I've seen this growing up in like the 80s. Does your family, the Walshes, have a crest, which Irish families sometimes do have? Is there a crest?
So I'm sure there is one, but I don't know what it is. It's not like it's in the house.
Now,
so,
that would have been like all like back with the wood panels back on the old shows. If you had like the Walsh crest, I would have been so impressed by that.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying there. But so, no is the answer. As by the way, Scotty Scheffler's turning it up here. All right, I'm going to say he's going too much Irish talk to not. Shane Lowry, 55-1 for the people.
Where is it, JP? Where are you going here?
Yeah, so we have some really great golf analysts on this network, and I was listening to Cam Stewart and Mike Carver. Yes. And they really put me on this 100-1 Joaquin Neiman pick. So that's what I'm rolling with. Oh,
crazy.
Is that the guy that reads the putts funny? Like, bends all the way down with, like, one leg, I think. You ever see him? Mm. I think it's him.
I would believe it. Can I just say this? Neiman is down to, is actually down to 61. He's the guy literally right beneath Shane Lowry. So I'm pretty close.
Whoa. Yeah, take that one.
I was pretty close.
Ricky Fowler.
We took him yesterday. I got him at 110-1. So we got a real long shot going here.
There you go. Something to keep an eye on.
Can I just say this, DRS? Now, you and I think, we know how to have a good time. If Scottie Scheffler wins this, like, do we just go, like, full nauseating bit, golf is easy, like we told you with Scottie Scheffler, and just really run it up the flagpole here?
You can't.
Like, heating up here. He's back to heating up.
All you do is sit back, Kevin, and what do? Just say, look, golf's so easy. You take the guy who's the best on the board, leader in the clubhouse, like before he even starts, and just ride it out. I don't understand why these guys spend hours breaking it down when all you have to do is take the leader before round one, and that's it. Simplicity.
Like, are there just send out a tweet. Are there ever any upsets in golf? I mean, God, that hits so.
Like, golf is the same as F1. Yeah. Same guy wins every week.
Let me say this, because you know how you are with a troll. So we today got cut off from what would have been an all-time Donnie segment, where he was basically on the cusp of saying that Kirk Cousins and Patrick Mahomes are the same player, but as a Donnie thing. And the response someone in the room gave, wait, so is he just the baseball guy? Like, they for a second thought that you just didn't know anything about football based on the subject, which I just love so
much. I'm winning people over. The key is never let them think you're outthinking yourself. Put that on the t-shirt. Brother, we'll be right back here. Hour number two.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yes, sir. Ready to go. By the way, there is a Major League Baseball game, people, that is already underway today. Keeping you updated there. 1-1, bottom of the fourth inning. Runner on, nobody out. Kikuchi actually pitching decently here today. -168 on the live number here for the Baltimore Orioles in a total listed at 7.5. Now today, Kevin, you have the championship parade in Denver. And Twitter and social media having a field day with the amount of fans that are lining the streets in Denver. Tough scene out there. Looks like a tough scene, K-Dub. Like, you know, you see all the, you know, I was at the parade in early 2018 when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Lined for miles down Broad Street. A lot of fun, interesting times. And like, too many people lined up for this parade today. Why would that be, though? Like, why? Why are we looking at, like, some random...
It doesn't make any sense.
First one in 47 years.
No one's there?
Yeah. Like, usually when you see, like...
The whole place.
Like Boston, you'll see, Philadelphia, New York. Like when they have a parade, like it's, you know, they ride the duck boats in some cities. Something you just take like the open double-decker buses. And the streets are lined. That's what the fun part is. The fans get close. The players get to see, you know, hey, drive 5 miles down this one road and it's 30 deep on both sides. Doesn't look like that's the case today in Denver. Now, the joke is, well... Jokic didn't care if they won, so why should the fans? Is that a good reasoning for the fans not turning out in Denver?
Now, serious though, like, is this like a bad shot thing? Is the attendance legitimately low? Because is it now? Let me ask a dumb question. That's gonna let's just turn it into a. Is it too cold? I mean, what's the deal? Is like the Rocky Mountains got like people can't even get out there, Donnie, and enjoy themselves.
Cold,
they should have held the Nuggets
in
parade
June.
In Vegas.
Yes, because I saw some people saying this too. Well, what did you want? It's a work day. What? What does that even mean?
What?
90% of these parades are during the week. Very rarely. Like, Vegas actually has...
It's like the whole point.
Vegas has a Saturday night parade for the Cup. Interesting. Nobody has a night parade. Boy, it would be mayhem at night. How could you even do that? Was Vegas... I want to see it play out, because the concept for Vegas is very cool that it's night, but there's a reason why they don't do these things at night, right? Sheesh.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like the most dangerous idea of all time. I mean, on the initial reaction, Donnie, sounds like the most dangerous thing of all time. I would never... And, like, honestly, if you thought you were going to get in your car, You're not. Like, just go back home and enjoy the night in. You have plans, cancel them. And that's how
my
I see it.
My goodness.
Here. Nobody's sitting in traffic for the Vegas night parade. Come on.
Can you imagine a night parade? Like, let's just say the Eagles had their parade at night after all those years. We had an entire, and put it on a Saturday. We had an entire day to get lit up and then get to the parade. Oh, my gosh. They might never have a parade again in any city. Going, hey, we can't risk that. We just can't risk this anymore.
But the best is, I don't even think they need to do that. They'd be like, all right, guys, just so we all know, considering we always knew to not put these things at night on a weekend, we're going to continue to not put them at night on a weekend. Like, it's just totally bizarre. I shouldn't say totally bizarre. I mean, I guess that's just like it's the same number of days off, but I say the night thing is almost more insane to me than anything.
I think the night theme, though, would fit Vegas more than any other city. But I don't know the...
Because nobody wants to see anything.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know how it's supposed to line up or because it's Vegas. So, I mean, they're new to relative, like, professional sports. But I think the concept is really interesting. I don't know how it turns out. I don't know how well thought out it actually is. And also, are they going, like, down by Fremont Street? Or are they going, like, down the Vegas Strip with the big new casinos? It'll be interesting to see where that goes. Or they just do, like, a combination of both.
Yeah, but also just to circle back to the intro to this topic, I would have no idea why this wouldn't be an incredible turnout for Denver. I mean, it doesn't even make any sense. Like, the building was rocking. As you said, this is not some town that's, like, used to championships here whatsoever. Like, this doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't. And it's, I mean, I'm sure there's probably a meeting spot where, like, the, you know, they talk to the crowd, but that's every city packs that in. And 90% of the cities that have the, hey, the bus route is out there and released for a reason because people pack it, and that's where they say, you know, I'm not going to that one spot and sitting in the 197th row to try to get a look at Jokic. It's like, hey, man, when the buses come by with the trophy, that's where you want to be.
So my question then is the appropriate follow-up here. Are there viral clips of Jokic looking like he hates that he's there?
Or is Jokic even there? By the way, there is a viral clip going around where Jokic's wife gets pegged with a beer can on the bus while holding
it. Oh, that's no good.
Yeah.
And then I'm
like
guessing
a deflection.
That was...
Bang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that followed with his brothers threatening, you know, physical action?
But where has I want to see if the parade has his two brothers throwing him up in the air like, hey, one, two, three.
Yeah.
Like now, granted, you saw them doing that to Mike Malone, right? I don't.
Yeah.
Is it almost like Michael Malone, which I actually like as a coach because I find him funny at times. But is that when like the Jokic brothers want to throw me up in the air? I just can't say no. So I just got to deal with it for a couple minutes until they stop.
Probably. I mean, they were lifting up. They lifted up Nikola upon seeing him.
Like a baby. Like, hey, my three-year-old brother is coming into the room, and I picked him up and hugged him as a 7-foot, 300-pounder.
Yeah.
Crazy, man. Crazy.
No, it's a little out of control. You get lifted like that at that size. You're like, I guess they have to be his older brothers, right? That those guys, like, to him, like, they're always good. Like, he's always going to be a child to them.
Like, what happened? What was going on in, like, that basement? Like, what was that? Was a brigade down there.
Their basement brigade was a good time.
Oh, my goodness. Now, the best part about the Jokic brothers, they probably don't even have, like, credentials to be on the court, but it's like, yeah, who's stopping them type of thing?
I got it. The Jokic brothers stuff is a little crazy. Just the idea of, like, yeah, you better not say a bad word because these, these two are actively dangerous.
Like the Jokic brothers could go into Ukraine and like end this war between Ukraine and Russia by themselves. Like that's like the type of rep it feels like they have. Like you don't want to mess with Jokic because the two brothers are there and they're at every like you never know where they're coming from. Either. Like if you like, hey Jokic, you bomb. Like you better watch it. Like you better have eyes in the back of your head because they probably heard it from somewhere.
Oh gosh, I mean that whole the Markieff Morris thing too, which.
I saw the clip again the other day. I forgot how crazy the clip was. Like, but, you push me, I run you over, and ensues. Man.
But, like, I'm just saying with that, like, and it is what it is, Donnie. But, and I know nobody's going to ever feel sympathy for the Morris twins.
Yeah.
Donnie, he was out for, like, the season.
Yes, was.
Like, could you, I'm just, I'm not, like, could you imagine if Let's use a different player.
And it was no big deal.
Steph Curry, Donnie. Yes. Imagine if Steph Curry shoved Markieff Morris and Markieff didn't play the rest of the year. Like, I guess, would it also just not been a story? Because they'd have been like, no,
I don't know.
Markieff can kick.
He deserved it.
Care.
Yeah. We never liked him anyway, and he started it, so good, he's out for the year. Like, it felt like it went by the wayside, because usually in those, like, type of situations, it's like an eye for an eye with the NBA. Like, well, look, if he's going to be out 40 games, we can't give you 40, but we're not just going to give you, like, one game because you put the guy out there. It was a very odd overall scenario the way it turned out there, but I saw the, again, the clip of it the other day, and I sort of forgot what it actually looked at and played like, but you're right. There was enough pub in that where, hey, by the way, he cheap shot at a guy where it ended his season. It's like, yes, so.
Yeah, it's like I'm missing the headline, pal. I mean, he had it.
You know, Vontaze Burfict did that to Antonio Brown in the Steelers playoff game, which actually Vontaze, by hitting Antonio Brown, gave the Steelers the win in that playoff game. But I always said, oh, man, look at that. I mean, he's really doing a sell job. Then Antonio Brown doesn't play the next week. Like, ooh, maybe Vontaze should get a big suspension next year because it was a legitimate hit.
The fact that Juju got him back, though,
yes,
is it's a dangerous game they're playing, but you don't see a lot of that, Donnie, I feel like. I don't know, maybe that was a thing back in the day, but that's what I'm – yeah, like, oh, yeah, like, we got a receipt coming your way, pal. And, I mean, he certainly –
and be able to execute it.
He had some rep, Vontaze Burfict. My goodness.
Didn't matter. That's the Bengals, man. Like, hey, look, nobody's going to want this guy. He's a really good player. Yeah, he'll get suspended, but why does the Bengals like that? Like, oh, man, he gets suspended 8 games. Awesome. We're not going to pay him for 8 games? Yeah, come on, Vontaze. Get down here. That's the Bengal way right there. He's going to get suspended. Sign him up. We don't have to pay him. My goodness. Hour number two, ripping and rolling. We'll be back next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it here. Hour number two rolling along. How about this? Toronto Blue Jays 2, Baltimore Orioles 1. The Orioles right now, a plus 154 price here to try to get back into that game. Top of the fifth inning, so 7.5 as a total. Long way to go there, and also two more Major League Baseball games this afternoon. The Rays and the Athletics, the Phillies and the Diamondbacks. Let's get to the phone lines here, 844-843-6879. The Moose is calling in on a Thursday, a U.S. Open Thursday here on the grid. What's up?
I tell you what, I enjoyed listening to you guys talk about Schwarber. So I just ran out to the casino and put that home run bet on him. So we'll see what happens with that. And K-Dub, I really enjoy listening to you in the morning, learning about golf. So I appreciate that. So I'm sure that's going to get me in trouble later on when I start understanding a little bit more. But some good baseball games today. Excuse me. Hey, DRS, you know we were talking food yesterday?
Yes.
So, in honor of Chris, down in the great state of Texas, obviously, their state sandwich is going to be the smoked brisket sandwich.
Delicious.
I tell you, if you ever had good burn-ins, oh my God, they're to die for. So, but that's what we're going to do this weekend for Father's Day. We're going to smoke us a brisket. Do some burn-ins. Slice it, nice bark. You know, do it for about 14, 15 hours, smoke. Wrap it in paper. Oh, it's on. It's on. So,
all right.
You guys have a great day. Guys, take care.
Moose checking in. Boom. Thursday afternoon action here. By the way, yesterday, Moose called in. I was like, man, I'm kind of upset that Moose didn't leave me off with a little, like, you know, food note here. Moose called right back in, hooked me up with a nice little food note, sent me off in the afternoon. Relaxation there. All right. You ready for the
happen?
Now, Denver, seeing some of these pictures out here at Denver where nobody's lining the streets of the parade, which is ridiculous. And this is a team that, you know, it's not like, well, Kevin, I went last year. I went the year before. Like, no, you've never gone to a Denver Nuggets parade here at this point. But the big man, Kevin, is talking about saying, well, look, season's done. Punched my ticket, punched in and out, got my paycheck. Just let me go back to Serbia. I don't want to be here. So after the fans show up, right? But that also gets to the broader point where time to have some fun, because you brought up Jimmy Butler as well, basically saying, like, hey, look, if I get to the NBA, you know, if they put me in the Hall of Fame and I'd rather just go out and have a nice Italian dinner somewhere down the street. You know, I'll watch it on TV when they honor me because I really don't care much about it. I don't mind nonchalant attitudes, but it just seems, excuse me, kind of ridiculous at this point from a couple superstar athletes. Is just because they want to sound cool? Like, what is this? Like, what's that even about? Like, most people get inducted in the Hall of Fame, like cry up there. It means so much to them. Thank you. You guys thought so much about me to put in the Hall of Fame. And they got a couple guys going, like, they would chop off their pinky finger. Like, LeBron James, I'm pretty sure if you asked me, hey, by the way, could you just chop your left hand off and you could pass Jordan championships? He'd go, take my left and right one here because I want it so bad. Like, what's the deal here with these superstars? What's going on?
It's a little confusing, like, and they're two very different things, I think, because in terms of, like, the finals MVP that Jokic clearly doesn't care about, like, Jimmy, you know, I think it would have meant a lot to him to get the finals MVP. Then again, I don't know, he might have been like, Bam deserved. Like, you know, Jimmy's also this type of guy to be like, they should have given it to Kyle Lowry or something like that. Like, yes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So... it's weird. I don't know if like the Jimmy Hall of Fame angle is more so Donnie because people don't know if he's like a lock to get in kind of sit. Like I think he most likely
everybody gets in basketball. Probably I'd say yes. Like if you tried to equate Jimmy Butler to like the NFL, it'd be hard to say. But in basketball, if you ask me, at a really good basketball player, they're all in the Hall of Fame. You just have to be really good, and he is.
But and again, I don't know what kind of bar you personally would like for the NBA. I'm just saying I think Jimmy Butler has kind of built something special in Miami, and I think he feels like a Hall of Fame kind of guy. Maybe he doesn't meet the criteria for you, but I guess I don't know if he's trying to like downplay it, Donnie, because it's, again, like not 100% guarantee he gets in. Like, I don't understand why a guy who... Like, Jimmy's, like, talked plenty about, like, the adversity that he faced to get to the point in his career that he's gotten to, why making the Hall of Fame wouldn't be a big deal to him. Like, I don't understand why Nikola Jokic, why winning finals MVP is more of a burden than a joy.
Yes.
It's hard to compute for me.
And also... And sometimes, like, the fans of, like, Denver live vicariously through their athletes, the same way we do in every city. Sure. Like, sometimes it just, like, just let it hurt as much as we hurt when you lose. And when you win, my God, like, you are... Granted, like, Nikola Jokic's going to have more money he's ever going to be able to deal with. A superstar for the rest of his life can do whatever he wants. He can retire right now. Nothing matters to him anymore. Like, life complete, awesome stuff. But it's almost like... Hey, look, this is my job, like, and you guys should treat it like that with us. So what, we shouldn't show up? We should, you know, we'll buy our tickets to the game. We'll do a little golf clap every once in a while. But we have to understand that you're at your job and we're just watching you at your job. That's not what sports is. Like, that's
no,
why,
it's not.
Like, when you show, like, and I think all sports leagues do a great job with this, particularly hockey and basketball. When they have the montages, Kevin, and they ask you, like, the superstars, and they do it great in hockey, which is the one I just saw. Like, when they lift the Stanley Cup, and the first words when the captain comes over with the cup, after, like, you know, they parade around the ice, what does this feel like? And sometimes it takes them a good 30 seconds to even speak a word because they can't even put it into words what it actually meant as this is my professional pinnacle of my career. I finally got here. I dreamed about this as a kid. And Jokic is like, not a dream about this. I dreamed about, like, you know, raising a great horse or, you know, hanging out with my brothers. Like, this is just a job to me and nothing more. That's what it comes off as.
I can't imagine a world where somebody says they prefer Jokic's reaction to Jamal Murray's. I mean, Jamal Murray couldn't even speak because the crowd is cheering for him on
correct.
That podium. On that
great,
stage,
great point. Jamal Murray versus, you know, Nikola Jokic and what it meant to be a champion and win at that moment. It's a great point. It's a great, like, side-by-side.
And I'm not, look, now the thing is, like, I don't want somebody to fake it, though. And I was, like, my initial reaction when Jokic's first words were, I was rooting for Jamal, was it's just essentially, no, you weren't. Kind of thing, because it's such an unbelievable concept, Donnie. Like, truly, like, the, you know, NBA superstardom, LeBron James, and I believe this, if LeBron James wins a finals but doesn't win finals MVP, he's going to be a little disappointed about it, because the finals MVPs matter so much to legacy, this, that, kind of situation. But when you look at all this stuff for Jokic, I mean, I guess he genuinely doesn't care.
And that's just a very odd.
Yeah, but there's ways to play it off, though. Like, hey, the MVP, Nikola Jokic, get up here. And he grabs it, and he, like, holds it up for a minute, takes the bite, and goes, you know, I just want to share this. Like Jamal was unbelievable, and he was probably equally deserving. And but then say, but you can always do that if you mean that. It almost meant to believe, like, oh, I can't believe I won this award. Thanks, guys. It should have been Jamal's, and I don't know. But also, like, because I very rarely do, you know me, like, I don't stay up for much during the week because I got to wake up early. But when championships happen, I like to watch it because I think it's a pretty cool moment in time. And all I kept looking at was, yeah, look, I know Jokic went to get his kid. Kid's cute as all get out. And a lot of pro athletes now like to celebrate with their kids. There's no issue in that. But what I thought it was really interesting when I first started to notice it, they took the team picture, Kevin. Right in center was Michael Malone. He had the MVP trophy. Right next to him was Jamal Murray, who had the championship trophy, which is what is supposed to happen. Coach, star players in the middle, loving it up, hats and T-shirts. Jokic looked like he almost had to be forced into the side of a photo. The best player in basketball looked like he was an intern with the Denver Nuggets for that picture.
So you saw his reaction, Donnie, at the press conference when he found out about the parade. Like, did you see that clip?
No, what was it?
Where, so somebody said, like, hey, or, you know, like, are you looking forward to the parade? And he just immediately turns to the PR person. He's like, when's the parade? And they're like, Thursday. And he puts his hands in his head and goes, oh, I just got to go home.
Like, whoa, did he really?
Oh, Don, like, you could tell. Watch it. You'll watch it during the break. It'll be easy to find.
Oh, my goodness.
Genuinely distraught. And I guess maybe, Donnie, and this is where, and maybe I'll cover for him a little bit in this way, Donnie. Maybe it's just different for somebody who doesn't live here in that he's at his happiest.
Yeah, but he's got to know, like, though. But he's got to know. But he's in that building every night with it rocking and how much it means to those fans. He can't be that, like, put off. That's crazy.
Like, the only time he looked truly, truly happy was when he was with his family. Like, and it might just be a thing, Donnie. Like, he's like, I wish I lived in Serbia, and I wish I could make top. Like, Donnie, if you said to Jokic, hey, do you want to play in NBA or Serbia? Money's the same. He's playing in Serbia, not because it's easier. Because I think he just wants to be home.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. So, but it's not like he just came here. It's like, hey, this is my first year. It's really hard to get used to the United States and the amount of people and how much they care about sports. Like, he's been there a while now. This isn't anything new for him.
Yeah, and I don't even know if it's about how much people care. I think it's just for that guy, and again, I guess it's not for that guy, but it's, he's not, like, I don't think, like, Giannis doesn't live in Greece, right?
Yes.
Like, Giannis lives in America, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Like, Giannis loved every minute about those parades and the fans and living it up and all that stuff. And again, you could say, well, Giannis gets to enjoy Thanasis on the team. Well, the Jokic brothers are probably traveling on the team playing with their brother. So it's not as if he's like, oh, I've been away from my fans and my family for so long, they can't get out of stress. Like, it was like, who was it? Who's the guy? Enes Kanter's like, look, I'm just got to get home because they won't let my dad, like, out of prison. Like, oh, man, that's serious. I don't think they're doing that to the Serbian family there for Nikola Jokic. Was like, I just got to get home, like, there's a crisis. Just an oddball scenario all the way around. By the way, hole in one at the U.S. Open. Come on back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Nikola Jokic looks like he's actually enjoying the parade now after saying he didn't want to be there. That's what happens when you have about 6, 7, 8, 30 beers. You're ready to go with the parade here. So there you go. Jokic enjoying himself out there on the podium as Ricky Fowler's now 6 under at the Open. And a hole-in-one, Kevin, cashes in on day one with not even half the field out there basically at that point. So way to go if you bet the yes to a hole-in-one this week.
Well, nice to see. Can we switch our slander for a second now? I mean, this guy's losing his mind.
I mean, he changed the game.
What's going on with Karl Anthony Towns?
Change. Okay, when I think basketball, I think Karl Anthony Towns.
So Karl Anthony Towns is in some hot water because he said, when my time is up, I wanted people to say that I changed the game on the Pat Bev podcast. And that caught, you know, some people are like, what are you talking about? Like, you're the 29th best player in the NBA, like, enough's enough, right?
Yes.
Well, apparently, Don, he said on the Pat Bev podcast that the Wolves making the making the playoffs in 2022 was more special than the Nuggets championship run. What's going on here with this guy?
Is he just trying to get, like, eyes to the podcast? What's the point? Is what we need.
But it's not even Pat. Right? Yeah, like, what, is Pat Bev paying Kat? Like, is Kat going to have to now be a permanent co-host?
Like, Kat's like, look, I want to come on your podcast. Like, you ain't coming on unless you say something whack that actually gets me clicks. It's like, oh, I got you covered. I got you. Watch this.
Yeah, but and then you think Pat Bev was like, hey, stop the recorder for a second. Like, Kat, you already gave me a couple of good ones here. No, I got more, brother. I got more.
Oh, got more takes.
And another thing, I think Anthony Edwards is terrible and we should trade him. We were better when I was the face of the franchise.
Yes.
Like, correct. I don't understand. Like, it's one thing, Donnie, with, like, Kat being, like, delusional about, like, his impact in the league. I kind of don't care about because that's athletes. Saying that Minnesota making the playoffs, and by the way, not even this season, apparently. Last season? What?
Yeah.
It's better than Denver winning a title this year?
What's the context behind it? Like, I don't even know. Like, why would he even be thought process of saying, like, something dumb like that? Like, hey, us just getting in and then getting waxed quickly. The NBA wrote me a letter and said, that was even better than an NBA championship run. Congratulations, Carl.
Like,
did A-Rod write him that? Like, what did he do? What happened?
I don't know, man. A Cat is losing his head. I mean, you know what? Can I blame Rudy Gobert for this somehow? I mean, is that possible? Someone check the bylaws.
I mean, Rudy's probably out there today touching every microphone he can, somehow sneaking into this parade today, right?
Rudy Gobert, you know what? I'm not going to finish that, but you all know it. You all know it. You all know how the thing goes.
I want to know about Rudy Gobert and Spider Mitchell, how it all went down. I mean, that was pretty angry.
Just the absolute craziness that Rudy Gobert was the first guy to get COVID, and then the second guy was Donovan Mitchell, and they're like, he gave Donovan Mitchell COVID. They'll never recover. And they literally never did recover.
We really didn't know much about COVID. It's like, oh my God, they're both going to could they both die? And like, what a shame that, you know, Rudy Gobert messed around and gave it to Spider Mitchell. How wild it was, a scene when it first came on. It was pretty crazy. My God. But also, the optics of it was like, hey, by the way, he had a little cough and kept coming around. I'm like, no, dude was touching every microphone like it was a big joke then had it.
It's just. You can't make it up that the guy that was actively mocking the whole thing ended up being the first major athlete to get it. It's just impossible.
Like, by the way, if you remember that night, like, he gets it. They have to cancel a game. And it was like, they didn't even want to announce it because they thought there might be, like, panic in the building because we didn't know enough about, like, what actually was going on. Boy, what a wild, wild time in sports. Then I was like, okay, as you watch the board slowly shut down from sports, and we were talking about, like, well, how long you think, Kev? Week, 2 weeks? Like, when are we back here? Not knowing when anything was. Oh, my God, what a time. How did we survive that? I don't even know.
I remember, like, the NBA's bubble starts up, and the MLS was trying to run a similar bubble, and, like, they were having some issues, and there were people like, well, the NBA's bubble must be doomed. And I'm like, well, I don't know about that. Like, let's just hold on a second now. And the NBA's bubble ended up being very effective. I mean, the whole thing was just totally nuts, man.
Hopefully
we never see anything like it again.
The NBA bubble, when they had the pictures of, like, hey, by the way, we're going to have, like, DJ Clue out here be the poolside DJ and have, like, there's, like, one NBA guy, like, sitting, like, in a pool chair, nobody else. Oh, the NBA, they tried everything. I mean, guys were, like, fishing around like Disney. What a wild scene there. They were the only ones allowed in there. Yes, correct.
Do you remember, like, the take that, at least I remember seeing this, from people of, like, LeBron actually might be liking this because he's now a normal civilian for the first time he was in high school.
Yep. He just gets to hang out. Nobody bothers him. There's nobody around. I mean, did they get to go into Disney by themselves? Like, what they had the whole run of Disney World, basically, at that point.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they were doing rides as much as just enjoying their time.
Like, I saw the Ben Simmons, like, fishing every day, like, in the Disney Lakes. I'm like, man, what a scene down there where they're locked in for that long and nobody can get in. And then the panic was like, well, we're going to let your family members in, like, watch the game. Oh, my goodness. What a wild scene. Like, that honestly shouldn't count as a championship either.
No, stupid comment. Well, I can't say. It's one of the most illogical. Hey, here's the thing. I know you like to push my buttons, but it's really one of the most illogical things ever. You'd be like, oh, why is that valid? Everybody was healthy, had equal rest, level playing field. How's that a valid chance?
You're right, because you have to throw that out. Because, like, hey, well, last year's finals were, I said, dude, nobody traveled. They played in the same gym. There was no home court advantage. Nobody yelling at them. Yes, their travel was walking down, like, a block to get to the arena is what it felt like. It was pretty amazing, where if you want a perfect championship tournament, that's probably the way you do it, to be honest.
It was, people were like, oh, the Lakers were lucky. There was no home court advantage. It's like, they were the one seed in the West. What are you talking about? I don't understand the premise anymore. What are these?
Lakers are at home tonight in Orlando.
Yeah. I mean, game five tonight here in the same place. 1, 2, 3, and
yes.
4 were.
Man, the bubble. And correct me if they were playing games like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, weren't they? Were games like tipping off early after? Man, God, that's so good.
I don't think the playoff games.
But there had to have been games that were tipping off. I want to say there were afternoon, weekday NBA season games.
Well, no. So remember they played like a little mini regular season? Kind of like
they had to speed it up at the end or something like that? Like, what did they do?
Because
I'm so vague on that.
They played like a mini regular season. The idea was to try and add some validity to it. But then basically everybody was like, this is just to try and get Zion into the playoffs.
Yeah.
So everyone was like, oh, this is ridiculous.
Teams had to like finish a certain amount of games. So they got paid by their cable providers. It's pretty crazy.
Listen, and I appreciate everybody I've ever done shows with, but just the way you and I kind of go back and forth slandering some people and some the times when we do see things eye to eye. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing better than Alvin Gentry being told that he got 24 minutes of Zion. He could use a night, Donnie. That game would be a 2-point game with 6 minutes left. And they go, Alvin, he used all 24. We got to take him out. He's like, woo. Oh, good grief.
It was like he had a, like, you know, you watch some of the 1960s movies, like they just strap like dynamite to like a dynamite stick to Zion and it would go off after 24 minutes and like, you used up your time. Hold on, how much time has he got left? It's all gone.
But again, like every day, every single game,
every
Alvin
time,
was surprised. He's like, what do you mean I can't put him back in?
6 minutes ago, 96-96, Zion has 35-10-6. Hey, Alvin's got to come out of the game. Why's he got to come out of the game? What's his minute? Did we raise that minutes? No, we didn't raise it there. It's 24 minutes. Now take him out and watch us lose.
It's like, Alvin, we told, but the thing is, it was like, Alvin, we told you how many minutes he had. Like, why do you keep doing this?
My goodness. They were absolutely tremendous times, man. I mean, 20, like the guy would go out and he literally is the best player on the court no matter who he's playing, and he can only play for a certain amount of time. It's like, hey, look, play him for 6 minutes here, play him for 5 here, play him for 4 here. You just played him 11 straight minutes. What do you mean I played him 11 straight minutes? Yeah, there's 1 minute left to go in the quarter. He hasn't come out yet. Oh, my bad.
He's fine, so I think we can let, like, he got fired, Donnie.
Yes.
Because of the bubble. They were like, this was such a, how did you mess this up, dude? Like, what are you doing here?
That's pretty bad.
My goodness,
like, those are just the good times that you can just sit back and watch and really enjoy. By the way, quick question too on the NBA. Yeah. We have the draft coming up next week. It's not so much about picking a draft pick. Wembanyama now not playing in any summer leagues? What's the deal here? The initial thought was he was going to play in Sacramento. And the NBA's like, oh, well, yeah, we'll bless that. It's an NBA event, so yes, he can play. Am I hearing now he's not going to play in any summer leagues or just the Sacramento summer league?
No, I don't think he's going to play in any summer leagues. And let me just say this. It's going to be met with a lot of backlash. But I actually think this makes all the sense in the world. Because he's still playing basketball. Like, he actually does need a break. Like, think about all the college guys. Like, they haven't played, you know, competitive up and down, Donnie, in a long time. So I actually think this is wise. Here's the other thing. Like, superstars, Donnie, when it comes to the summer league, like, they send him out there for one game. They're like, all right, never mind. We're good. Like, you look great. Like, yes. I actually...
This is for our fans, and then hopefully you don't get hurt, and that's it.
Correct. Like, I had the same reaction. Like, what is that about? But here's my... here is my single favorite part about the Victor Wembanyama summer league story. Do you know who was credited with breaking that, Donnie?
Who?
SpursTalk.com. The draft is in a week. He's not on the Spurs. I know you said that apparently this happened with Shaq in Orlando. I just do not remember that there just being such little charade over something like this. Like, I swear, if we have to sit there for 10 damn minutes with the Spurs on the clock, I am going to lose my
yes.
mind.
Yes.
No, like, the reports are the Spurs aren't even picking up the phone. Like, you know how everyone entertains everything, Donnie?
Correct.
The Spurs aren't even entertaining anything. They're already told this kid he's not playing in summer league, and then we're going to get there on night one, and we're going to wait. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Yes, because the NBA doesn't like you doing that, but that is the funny part about it. I believe it was, who was the GM? Pat something was that used to be a GM in Philadelphia, then went to Orlando. And they won the ping pong, and they just unveiled the Shaq jersey, like, right on the spot. Like, right there. Like, say, come up, shake your hands with David Stern, and here's who we're picking. Here's the draft pick. But it's funny that it is right. Yes, the San Antonio Spurs, who technically don't have him under contract or the rights to this guy, like, yeah, by the way, he's not playing in the summer league, and here's how we're going to do everything. It is pretty interesting there. It goes that way.
It's just so... So wild, man. I don't remember anything like
Justin
it. Like, there's
Thomas.
Just no charade.
Go, buddy. Justin Thomas.
Oh, is he helping you out here?
Birdie on 15 to get back to +2 here. Liking that. Scheffler would have
missed birdie. You just need him to make
putt,
the cut, right?
Putt. Yeah, he just got us to make the putt. He's the guy on, like, the low end of the spectrum. Now, hold on. Let me just see who's on that bottom.
Who are your other guys? Yeah, I was about to say, who are your other guys? And when does Phil start?
When does he start? These are all good. These guys haven't teed off yet. Who's in the last? Aaron Wise, Justin Rose, terrible. Patrick Reed, bad. Yeah, it looks like everybody. Justin Thomas was the worry there. He was the worry. So we'll see what turns out here. We got. I mean, JP's countdown Spanish right now. We'll be back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ricky Fowler, can he keep it going? That's going to be the question here. Coming out of left field here now with the lead. Schauffele 5-under through 11. Meisner 3-under. Scheffler. So yeah, Schauffele and Scheffler at -2. So if I look at that leaderboard right now, and I know I told you, should we be getting in on the FanDuel Sportsbook odds boost here with Koepka and McIlroy to shoot 70 or less, which means even par or better. If we're looking at that right now, Kevin, 22 players are at even par or better in this tournament. Now, that goes all the way down to, like, 76. So there's +7 in dead last. There's a lot of mixed bags. I don't know how I'm feeling about that, though. But, again, granted, they're two of the better players in the world. So it's not as if we're saying, like, well, Donnie, what did you expect out of Hank Leobota and Hayden Buckley at +7? That's not that.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a legitimate chance they can get even. And it's 3-1. It's not like a +120. Why have to get involved with that?
The one, so again, like, we can only go off of what we're doing individually, right? The temptation for me is that I'm on the cut boost. Are you on the fill boost or no?
No, I didn't take it.
So I'm tempted, Don, because then I'm basically grabbing I'm grabbing 2 3-to-1 boosts, and the idea is let me take home one.
Yes,
which we've done before, right?
Yes,
correct. But I don't. Really want to bet this Brooks Rory thing. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if it lost. It's 3-to-1 for a reason.
Yeah, it's 3-1 for a reason. And again, you could plus two. Like, okay, Rory was plus two. Yeah, all right, he's got to make a charge to get to the weekend. Like, it's not as if you're saying, like, man, this would be absolutely shocking at a U.S. Open if two guys didn't finish par or better. Like, come on, man, half the field is going to be par or better at that point. So it's a tough one to try to quantify and lay out, as Hovland now moves at the minus two, moving up the leaderboard through 12 here. So good tournament setting up. Looks like good weather, too. So have some fun with it.
Yeah. Yeah, looking forward to it. Just for quickly, Rory over 69.5 round score, and Koepka both same price, minus 140. So minus 140 to shoot par or higher heading into the round. To give you an idea what you're betting.
Let's do it. All right, that'll do it for today's show on a Thursday afternoon for JP behind the wheels of steel. Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh. Moneyline. We'll be back tomorrow. See ya.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.